you know, it's a nice wee bit of, you know, wee bit extra to the game, I suppose, you know, and we thank JJ Reid for the sponsorship of the trophy, you know. So yeah, that's that wee bit extra, a wee bit excitement at the end with the penalties. But obviously, from our point of view, it's all about, you know, the 90 minutes for the boys. And you know, with the pitch being so heavy, you know, it was a great workout for their legs as well. And you know, so overall, obviously with the game finishing 0-0, I think both parties will be happy. And you know, there was a lot of good stuff from both sides in the game. You know, obviously, you know, for the first 10 minutes, I think Derry gave us a wee bit of a chasing, but once we got to grips with it, then I thought it was a good competitive game. You know.
Yeah, and on a day like this, I mean, the result doesn't really matter all that much, James. It's all about the players and them getting a run out and the new faces that you bring in. And Stephen Kenny had some new players there as well. Conor O'Grady and Paddy McLaughlin both started in your starting 11. You brought on a few new players as well in the second half, so it was important for them all to get a run out.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's important. You know, so the thing is, especially with when you chat about Paddy McLaughlin and Conor O'Grady, you know, Paddy hasn't maybe played first team football as much as he would have liked, obviously at Coleraine recently, and Conor didn't play as much as he would have liked last year. So it's important to get those boys games and get them plenty of time on the pitch leading up to the start of the season. And I thought the two of them will prove to be great signings for us, you know, because even in the dressing room already, you know, there's a slightly better feel between the boys we had, getting that wee bit another year older, and then bringing them boys in. You know, it leaves the dressing room, it looks that wee bit more experienced and a wee bit more, it's a more of a senior feel to it, you know, and so we're happy with that there. And you know, it's and the other lads that have come in as well. You know, we're overall happy with the game and happy with pre-season, the way it's going, and I think we're shaping up quite well. You know.
Yeah, one of the frustrating things last season for you, James, was the fact when any of your bigger players got injured or suspended, you didn't really have any strength or experience to come in. But the arrival of so many new players ahead of the new campaign, that would suggest a change this year.
Yeah, well, when you look, you know, Big Packy Millie's picked up a slight knock in the last couple of days, and you know, we didn't risk him today. You know, you have young Raymond Foy is a wee knock, who wasn't involved today, and Chris Breen, who we're trying to, you know, obviously we're trying to get on board. You know, we haven't got anything sorted there, so like there's another three players along with the seven we had on the bench today. And you know, it is and that's probably the most pleasing thing. You know, obviously, you know, the budget is quite tight, and it's very difficult to get a good squad together, especially when you're looking to have good competition in all areas. But you know, I think we're looking quite good in that aspect. I think we're better equipped for if we do get an injury or two, that you know, we have good quality to come in a lot of areas. You know.
Yeah, and you've strengthened in defence and in midfield as well, James. Can we expect you to maybe try and bring in a striker, a centre forward?
Well, as I said, you know, Chris Breen is somebody that I see playing that role, and somebody that can play it very well. You know, very, very, very dangerous on his day, and you know, so we're hoping we're still working at that there. If we can't get Chris on board, then yeah, we will have to look at getting, you know, someone else in that area. You know, obviously, it's you know, we have Kevin there, and then really we're looking at probably a wee bit of an experience after that. We're having a look at Garvin Freeland, and we have young Oshie McMenamin here, and as I said, trying to get Chris. So if I have the four of them lads along with the attacking midfielders that we have, you know, I think you know, I'd be more than happy.
Yeah, it's about 4 weeks now to the start of the new season. A first match away to Cork City in the First Division, James. Pre-season has been going pretty well. The training has been quite good, and I know you've been happy with that. You've a busy schedule between now and the kick-off.
Yeah, a lot of games. You know, but it's important that we get everybody. You know, I do want to give everybody a fair crack of the whip in regards to getting into the starting 11 for Cork. That's one of the things that's pleasing me at the moment. There seems to be a good bite and a good edge to the training. You know, you can see boys are maybe, you know, that there's a few boys maybe eyeing up the one jersey, and that's great to see. So they're pushing each other on in the pre-season training. But we're looking at the games. You know, we're looking to get, you know, next week we're up at Donegal Celtic on Sunday, and you know, we'll be looking at boys that didn't feature that heavily today. They'll be getting a good run out in that game, and we'll take it from there. So it'll be spread out fairly even, and you know, everybody will get an opportunity, and you know, that that's the way pre-season should be, you know. Everybody starting from a clean slate from the start of the season, and if you have a good pre-season, you're hoping to find yourself in the starting 11 down in Cork, and you know, already I think we're starting to look forward to that game, you know.